People in Syracuse, New York, are learning how to live without a company that was part of their identity for years. The Carrier Corporation was one of the biggest employers in the Syracuse area until the Carrier plant closed last month. Sky Road reports from member station WRVO.
After their final shifts at Carrier, workers dribbled out to the parking lot in ones and twos. Peter Maloney, Steve Pilch, and Pete Rennie, all newly laid off, huddled under the awning outside Gate 6, name tags still pinned to their shirts.
Peter, take care. Say hi to your wife.
Alrighty, I will.
And enjoy the little retirement for a little bit. And,
yes.
And then go after your goals.
Yeah.
Rennie plans to look for a new job after a little buffer time. He's been working 7-day weeks for the last 6 months to save money.
It's been such a part of my life for the last 25 years. It's a world that I'm leaving and a world I can never go back to. I only wish it could have ended differently.
Maloney and Pilch have been there more than 20 years. They've chosen to work at Carrier's warehouse in hopes that it will stay open long enough for them to receive their full pensions. 6 months ago, Carrier announced it would shift production to Georgia and Asia and eliminate 1,200 jobs. 1,600 workers remain in its administration and research center. More than 6,000 people worked at Carrier in the mid-1980s. Syracuse Post-Standard columnist Sean Kearse says the latest closures are part of a slow boil that started when United Technologies took over Carrier in 1979.
What Carrier symbolizes is that there is a crisis here, that the long-time economic foundation of this region is crumbling and eroding and probably not coming back.
Carrier provided good pay and job security to generations of blue-collar workers. It supported arts organizations and community events. In many ways, it was the city during its heyday. That's no longer the case.
Well, we're still about 9 minutes away from kickoff here at the Carrier Dome. The Notre Dame
Carrier donated $2.75 million toward construction of Syracuse University's massive stadium in 1979. The Carrier Dome is big. It's a white bubble on the hillside. Football and basketball games are broadcast nationwide from the dome by the Syracuse ISP Sports Network. The university has received a couple dozen phone calls demanding that the dome be renamed, but there are no plans to do that. At a sports bar called Tully's Good Times, customers are worried about the closure's impact. Dan Patrick lives in Syracuse and works at Walmart. He says he identifies with the Carrier workers because he's been laid off in the past.
From the company's perspective, it's a matter of saving money. And now it's going to take a while for a lot of people to get back on track again, and they'll never get back what they've lost.
Eric Sayer is stationed in Syracuse with the U.S. Army.
Psychologically, it'll probably bring people's attitudes down a little bit more, but also a lot of people will probably be moving out of the area.
City leaders say Central New York must retrain laid-off workers and attract new companies. They're pinning their hopes on a recommendation by Richard Florida that the region attract a creative class of people who, as he puts it, get paid to think for a living. Syracuse's attempt to reinvent itself may just depend on the success of efforts like these. For NPR News, this is Sky Road.